Well, my first three guests are here, but before we get to them, this is very exciting. It's my last show of Pledge Drive. Whew. And things are going really well, and I'm looking forward to all your calls and a great show to boot. And it is time for Arts Live and Local. Some music by a group that is going to be at the Fort George this Sunday evening. And you see this guy's name around all the time. It's Louis Longmire. So let's have a listen. Louis Longmire and the Left Coast Roasters are coming to town, as is a lot of good music. And stay tuned. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for supporting your Coast Community Radio Station. This is Carol, your host, by the way. Oh, the phone number? 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. By the time I finish, my guests are going to have it memorized, too, and they'll be giving it to you. Well, that's what we got here, folks, a sweet situation. And that was Louis Longmire, and that's his band. I don't know if it was the same band, probably not, because that was in 08. But he's coming with the Left Coast Roasters to the Fort George. My goodness, I didn't even realize that. Roasters, good. Fort George in Astoria on Sunday at 8 p.m. And one of the many wonderful musical acts, and one of the wonderful musical acts that is happening this weekend involves my first guests, and that is that the Peninsula Players are opening tonight. Let me check and see. Do they look nervous? No, they look okay. They look fine. And they are opening tonight with Camelot at the River City Playhouse in Ilwaco. And this will be running Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. That's this weekend and next weekend.
And
the following weekend. Oh, no wonder you're not nervous. You're going to be doing this for a long time. And then on Sundays, all three weekends, at 2 o'clock. Now, take note of that, because some of the theaters do Sundays at 3 and some do them at 2. And same thing with the Friday and Saturday. Some are at 7:30 and some are at 7. That's to keep our brains going. So I will introduce my three guests. I have Bob Walters. And I have Crystal Miller and Frank Lane.
Yay.
Hi.
Thank
do you say Len or
Lane?
You do say Lane.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's
yes.
How I. Yeah, that's what it feels like, even though you spell it. Okay. Now I actually did write down. Well, Crystal's a giveaway. She's Guinevere. Oh, she's so pretty. How could she resist? Oh. And Bob, I have you as Arthur, and Frank.
Yes.
Who is this guy, Pelennor?
Pelennor,
the comic
Pelennor.
King.
Yes.
Yeah, but I am a little bit deprived. I don't really know the King Arthur story, so I'm going to ask you guys to give us a run through. We all know the song, Camelot. You know, but tell us.
Well, you know, Carol, that means you're going to have to come one of those.
Oh, I plan
one of those
to.
Nine
don't you?
Performances.
I'm so
if
glad
not
you're
on. I would miss you in the audience
shucks,
if you weren't
thanks.
There.
And this, by the way, is in this very sweet theater, the River City Playhouse in Ilwaco, I mentioned, but it's a lovely, lovely theater. So I will, but give us an overview. What's the story?
Well, Arthur is the young king. of England.
I notice you haven't shaved yet.
No.
You're keeping your white beard, eh? Not too young.
That's to cover the skin condition from being so young, Carol.
I see.
He is the young king of England, and he starts out waiting for his arranged bride to arrive and trying to sneak a peek at her. And they do finally meet each other, and become fond of each other.
Oh,
and
sweet.
Eventually become king and queen. Mm-hmm. And along the way, there is a scene. It's like the 1st of May. It's quite a festive scene. And in that scene appears King Pelennor.
Uh-oh.
So,
troublemaker.
Pelennor. Oh, not at all.
Oh, no.
King Pelennor is my great English uncle, I think. But I don't know, Frank. Could you maybe give us a couple of those choice lines from your opening scene, because it kind of tells you all about Pelennor?
Yeah, he's a knight of the old school who still says what?
Oh gosh!
And he's traveling. The family curse is they all have to hunt the questing beast, which is a strange critter that may or may not be real. But it's a family tradition, and he's been out. He actually came through Camelot many years before and knew Arthur as a young man, and he somehow has found himself there again 18 years later after he's been sleeping out in the woods for 18 years. And he's a little eccentric, and he has a wonderful little traveling companion named Horrid.
How many feet does Horrid have?
Horrid has 4 feet.
Okay, okay.
And
helps.
And a beetle hairdo. But this has been one of the most fun characters I've ever played, and I really enjoy
it. It's a gem.
That's great.
Yes.
That's
he's
great.
A riot.
Are you, is Guinevere the queen to be? Is that
yes,
the
yes.
Oh, sweet.
And everything's wonderful for everybody until Lancelot appears. Unfortunately, Lancelot's not with us today, but
maybe he'll be here tonight. Maybe that's a
He'll definitely
like
show
that.
Up.
That's a good thing.
And otherwise, we won't have a lot to sing about.
And maybe it's a good thing he's not here today if he's the one who made things be not quite as good, because we're a happy crowd.
Yes.
And by the way, I wanted to quickly hand out. I'm sorry I'm interrupting, but this is Pledge Drive Week. You know how it is. I do want to let people know that tonight, even though it's opening night for Camelot, What you may decide you must do, because it's one night only, is head over to the Liberty for the Astoria Music Festival, two tickets to Russian Gold, featuring Sergei Antonov and Ilya Kazantsev. And that is two night only, and we have two tickets here for a $75 pledge. So if you call us, 503-325, sorry, you guys cannot do this, 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. I also have a Baked Alaska gift certificate for $20 for a $75 pledge. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's lovely. And I have some people to thank. We're just doing a trade-off here. And Elizabeth's munching on something, too. Mm. Was it one of those pink and purple cupcakes by any chance?
The troll brought in some ginger cake.
Ah, okay. That's good, because those pink and purple cupcakes make me a little nervous. But if you like pink and purple, come on in. And the truth is, they're made by our beloved Carrie, the one who always made the big Bob Marley cakes and who made the most fabulous soup today. We are not hurting for good food here, because some of our programmers voluntarily, in addition to doing everything else as a volunteer, volunteer to make food. And several people volunteered to call in and give us donations on this show. I want to give a big shout out, thank you, to my good friend Jamie of Astoria.
Yay.
Thank you, Jamie. And to Buzz and Lisa across the river, thank you so much. They, I know this is at least their second donation for today, maybe more, so thank you. And, of course, Lisa was once one of our station managers, so she's connected, what's that, the umbilical cord or something. Jamie is one of our local artists. And Leah, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, L-E-I-A. Leah is one of our new animal friends. Mm. Maybe Horrid would like to become an animal friend, too. I don't know. But Leah is an animal friend, and so thank you so much to all of you who just called in. We love you, and we appreciate you. And now we're going back to Guinevere and Arthur and Pelinor, with a P.
Yes.
Where did that name come from? I can't quite.
People always mispronounce my name. I don't know.
No, it's like, why? Who? Okay, so is it fair to ask you this? Does this play have a happy ending? Uh-oh.
I think maybe I'm
worried.
It's a bit of a philosophical question.
I think it's bittersweet, I would say.
It is bittersweet.
Okay, yes. Then maybe you better.
But Arthur is smiling in the end.
Oh. Yes. Arthur is smiling.
And so is Pelinor.
And Pelinor.
How about Guinevere?
Oh, maybe a little.
Yeah. Okay, now listen, folks. This is the woman's, I'm not so sure I like this. The two men are saying, oh, yeah, we're happy. And the woman's going,
yeah. Yeah, it's not a 21st century song.
Oh, I see. But,
or even a 20th century.
But it is a musical. Is that right?
That's right.
It is a musical.
It has wonderful
we
music.
We do lots of singing.
It has, yes. And
and dancing.
And you, oh, really? Dancing, too?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to be dancing, Bob?
In fact, I am.
Wow, that's exciting. I can't wait to see you dancing. Good, good. Okay, so this is Camelot. And do you know the history of the show on Broadway? When did it open and stuff like that?
It opened in 1962.
Okay.
And the original cast was Richard Burton, Julie Andrews.
Oh, my
now,
God.
This is pre-Sound of Music.
Holy
Julie
God.
Andrews. And the premiere performance of Robert Goulet.
No way!
Yes, he was a young Canadian boy, and it opened in Toronto.
Oh, really?
And
wow.
Yes.
So how, if I might ask, how do you guys measure up?
Oh.
Perfectly, I'm sure.
Well,
those guys are
we're
gone.
We're pretty happy with the way things are.
Yeah, we're kind of carrying on the tradition.
Oh, here. That's great. It's a wonderful music, and I'm very much looking forward, because I don't think I've ever actually seen it. I only know the music in my head.
Well, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Be good to put it in context.
You go.
Yes.
How many characters are in the play?
There's four leads.
Okay.
There's four
Lancelot
leads.
Lancelot is the fourth.
actually.
Five.
And Merlin, really.
And Mordred.
And Morgan Le Fay.
It's a big cast.
Yes.
All told, we've got 31 people.
Oh, wow. So, oh, wow.
And one okay. Horrid.
And one Horrid. Yes.
Is Horrid a real live one? Oh, yeah. My goodness. How exciting. That's great. That's great. Thank you. Thank you, Janet, in Astoria. Oh,
yay.
Right. This is wonderful. We are, Astoria's coming in high here. Aren't you guys from somewhere else?
Yeah.
I'm from Astoria.
right on, Crystal. How about
I'm
you?
From Ilwaco.
Ilwaco. How about you, Frank?
I'm originally from Camas, but I live in Long Beach.
On the peninsula.
I've been there for...
You two happy kings both live on the peninsula.
That's right.
Okay, folks on the peninsula. Oh, I shouldn't say, because Lisa and Buzz are on the peninsula.
Oh, there you go.
However, the rest of you out there on the peninsula, let's hear a shout out, because you have a very rich theater life there. And, and we are very happy about it. So tonight is opening night, which means that it starts at 6:15. You can't partake in this, can you?
No.
Champagne? No, I'm sorry.
Well, not.
You have to stay behind the stage.
Yes.
In your costumes. But the rest of you out there, all in the audience, can join folks at the River City Playhouse in Ilwaco at 6:15 for a nice champagne toast to the play and the players. And the play begins at 7 if you want to skip that. Do you know if the seats are reserved or not?
Well, there I believe, are only 80 seats in the hall tonight.
That's what I thought. They're not reserved
and,
seats, so you should get
there
early.
They're not reserved, there has been a ticket pre-sale. And so if there are seats available, they can buy at the door.
It's all selling at the door, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay. But it is good to get there early, especially if you're short like me. And like to sit up close?
Yes.
Because those front
definitely.
Seats do go. Yeah. And my guests, Crystal Miller, we're going to try to make her happy.
Oh,
Guinevere.
Yeah.
Bob Walters, King Arthur, and Frank Lane, King Pellinore. Yes, please.
I just wanted to say I would like to thank KMUN Community Radio for their support of these events and for Carol and her show here, Live and Local.
Yes,
thank you. The key word in community radio is community, and the key word in Arts Live and Local is local.
Yeah.
And in these when you don't know, when you're listening or seeing something, you have no idea where it's coming from, and this is good local stuff here.
Great. Thank you, Frank.
Might I add one little bit?
Sure.
We keep talking about the seats in the theater, and I want to tell you the house seats at River City Playhouse are amazingly cushy.
Ooh.
They're very
comfortable
seats,
wow.
And that's one of the real nice things that we have going on there. And tickets are on sale now. You can call the will call number. I have two numbers, and they're also available at three businesses on the Long Beach Peninsula. If you don't mind, I could give those. Okay, they're available at Oakey's Thriftway, Storm and Norman, Old Town Cafe. And if you would like to reserve your tickets ahead of time, you can call 360-665-0028 or 360-244-5700.
Okay, folks. Yes, Bob.
In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happy ever aftering than here in Camelot.
All right. That was fun. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Bob,
Carol.
Crystal, and Frank. Break your legs.
Oh,
thank you.
All right. Okay. Camelot. Oh, my goodness. I love all these classics that are being done. Well, do stay tuned. And the number here again is 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. You know, I have a challenge grant I just got from Leon and Mary Jackson. And we want to give them a big thank you, Leon and Mary Jackson. And that means that the next $100 that comes in will be matched by Leon and Mary Jackson. So number one, you double your money. Number two, the station gets that money. And number three, Leon and Mary Jackson get to have an honest heart, or two honest hearts, probably. My show goal is still $400, so we do still need your calls, and I'm really appreciating the calls coming in. It feels really, really good. And you know those stores they just mentioned? They're going back over to the peninsula. They're going to stop in and say, hey, guys, we mentioned you on the air. You might need to call in and make a little pledge. They didn't know I was going to say that, but you know how it is. Community local radio. Thanks so much. And I do have a tune for you right now from Terry. Let's see, Terry Robb. And Terry is going to be playing. This is tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, also on the peninsula at the Peninsula Arts Center in Long Beach. Have a listen. Thanks again, folks.
My soul on fire. Your voice is like an angel above. The touch of your hands drive me insane. Baby, I want to be loved. I'm crazy about every little thing you do. I even cherish your hugs. Your kiss is so sweet, honeybee, it can't be beat. Want to be loved. My friend, I love the way you walk when you pass me by, even when you're trying to snuggle. The touch of your hands drive me insane. Baby, I want to be loved.
Oh, yeah. That is Terry Robb, and he, together with Albert Reda, they're going to be at the Peninsula Arts Center 504 on the, I have that exact address written down, actually, but it is in Long Beach. I should know this one by heart, too. It's 504 Pacific Avenue. Well, that's pretty easy. Wonderful, petite, and intimate space. They've had terrific music there for, at least a year or two. It Yeah, well, we had the first anniversary a few weeks or months ago. Time flies. So that is tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. And tonight they have open mic there at the Peninsula. And right now I have one of my regulars who is doing a fabulous job at the Coaster Theater. And that is Patrick Lathrop. Hi, Patrick.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are very welcome. I have been so happy that you are at the helm there at the Coaster. You've been doing a great job.
Thanks. I'm loving it.
And the shows have been excellent. And yeah, so it's a real joy. And now you opened last week, I believe, with Noel Coward.
Present Laughter.
Present Laughter. And I'm a little partial to Noel Coward. I do love Noel Coward, so I'm looking forward to that. And it's running through April 19th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30. And then you've also got this coming week, you've got Talk Back Thursday.
Thursday the 27th. Okay. And then we also have two Sundays, the 23rd and the 13th, Sundays at 3.
Okay. Oh, boy. So this week is full. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. And remember, folks, I told you that Camelot is at 2. Present Laughter at the Coaster Theater is 3. And their starting time is 7:30. I love this idea of jumping the numbers to keep our brains going. It's just
anything we can do to confuse you.
There you go. It works well. So, a comical farce. I am not familiar with this piece. And the director?
George Zunza.
Who is he?
He's you would know his face probably better than his name. He's a very prolific stage and rather film and television actor, as well as stage, trained actor. Let's see, you would know him from Law and Order. He was one of the original detectives on the Law and Order series.
So now, he was the director. He's not your director at the Coaster.
No, he is the director of Present Laughter. I'm the executive director of the theater.
Wait a second. He directed the Coaster's production of
Present Laughter, correct.
Oh, where did he come from? Why I'm confused, because he's this famous guy. What's going on?
He retired on the Oregon coast.
Oh, another asset.
Yeah, and people in theater, when they retire, you can't get out of it. So it's been just a pleasure to work with him, and it's been a great learning experience for the actors. He comes with such a vast knowledge.
Yeah.
So did he
come to you, or did he suggest this play?
He's been coming to see shows at the theater for a while, and so a dialogue started, and we just met one time and chatted, and he seemed interested, and I was intrigued, and so from there we went ahead and move forward with this one. He particularly was intrigued to do this particular piece.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Very nice. So tell us a little bit about the piece.
Well, Noel Coward, so it's a farce. It's a comedy. It's about a guy named Gary Essendine, who is basically a Noel Coward type character. New York actor, and it's all the crazy people that come into his life and mm-hmm. cause him all this disruption and all of this thing. You know, of course, then at the end, it's all resolved wonderfully. But some wonderful characters, a lot of actors that you will recognize from the Coaster community. And it's a delightful show. I actually haven't had a chance to sit down and watch and enjoy mm-hmm. the entire show myself. I'm planning to do that tomorrow night.
All right. So there was something. Liam from KMUN and I were both in a Noel Coward piece many, many years ago here in Astoria. I think, is that the Nude with Violin? Was that the one?
Could
Does that
be.
Ring a bell?
Could
and
be.
What you're saying about the character and the humor, it's, he's got a very special. So when you have something like this and you have someone like this guy, George Zunza, directing, does that mean you get to step out completely?
No, I'm really involved in all the productions now. For this one, I was the costume designer.
That's what I wondered.
Which is... actually very time-consuming. Mm-hmm. But for other shows, I'll hire a costume designer to mm-hmm. do the costume, so then I'm not involved with that. But as the director of the theater, my job is really the producer mm-hmm. of the show. So I'm involved in every production.
That's I suspect.
And they may not like it, but I'm in there.
I have a feeling they do. They do. Coaster Theater's been a happening place since...
Well, we're in our 42nd, going on 43rd year.
Excellent.
But, you know, prior to that was all the PSU stuff and mm-hmm. all of that. So mm-hmm. it's really been active since the 60s.
Yeah. And again, a beautiful theater with every seat works. I have my favorite. Patrick knows what it is. But sometimes I like to sit right up close, too, to just feel the sweat pouring
yeah.
off. If people are not familiar with Noel Coward, this would be, it's time. Absolutely,
oh, yeah,
it's time.
If you don't know, come see it,
yeah.
definitely.
And
yeah.
if you do know him, I don't have to tell you that because you'll definitely want to be there.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to tell us
oh,
about
just real
the show?
Quick,
yeah, please.
Actually, can I just mention some other things about the theater?
Excuse me, Three-Leg Torso is coming
up Sunday, March 30th at 3 p.m. We're very excited about that.
Love those guys, yes.
We're going to have a Mother's Day concert, a piano duet called Dance and Sing. It's music from... Broadway and things like that, and we're real excited about that. Spring camp is coming up next week. If you want something for your child to do, come to spring camp. The theme is Mary Poppins.
Nice.
And we'll do a little show on Friday and what have you. And then of course summer's coming up.
Yeah.
Into the Woods, the 39 Steps, and then The Boys Next Door is our spring show coming up in May.
And that is directed by Karen Bain,
yes,
who is my favorite.
Yes, yeah, Karen is delightful.
I don't know George, but Karen is
a wonderful director.
What she gets out of her characters, mm-hmm. and I experienced it myself. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
just
I'm really
subtle
excited
touches,
to have her. So.
Yeah, you're doing a beautiful job, Patrick. Thank you so much for keeping the coaster going and going strong.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for your
wonderful.
Support.
Okay. Thanks. Again, this is tonight and tomorrow night, and that's at 7:30, and then Thursday at 7:30, and this Sunday at 3 o'clock, Noel Coward's Present Laughter at the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach. The phone number is 503-436-1242, and these are reserved seats, so you might want to call. And I have a couple of things to offer here. Oh, what do you have right there, Elizabeth? Oh, look at that. What I have here, I have for a $50 donation, you can get yourself one ticket for any 2014 season show for the Coaster Theater. That's a $20 value, folks. Grab it. Grab a few friends and make your way to the Coaster Theater, or if you're right there, just jump right on. Thank you. Again, our number is 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. You must call in right now, and it's a fabulous, you heard the lineup. So I do want to mention also, I have several $50 pledge gifts. Remember, you have to grab it right now. The Liberty Theater, one ticket for Carla Bonoff and Jimmy Webb, May 17th. And also McEwen's Restaurant in Seaside. And that is Fresh Oregon Bounty and the New Irish Pub. And so McEwen's in Seaside for a $50 donation for a $10 gift. Carla Bonoff and Jimmy Webb are both Grammy Award-winning artists. So... The arts and culture are alive and well right in your area. If you don't live here, give us a donation anyway. We'll manage to include you in some way. We have beautiful hats and all kinds of other good things. So thank you so much, Patrick. Okay, I'll let you go. I have another guest here. Patrick? Yeah, thanks. Okay. And before I bring her, I'm going to bring that microphone down a little bit. So, yeah. And I do want to tell you before I bring in my next guest that the Astoria Library tonight is having a wonderful program that will lead into my next guest as well. And that is Makers, Women Who Make America. It's celebrating Women's History Month, and it's the PBS film series. They're going to show two tonight, and how women have helped shape America through social revolution. And then the last one is Saturday at 2 p.m. And we have lots more happening, but I would like to introduce my guest, and that is Lauren Lozano. Let's make sure I got that name right, did I?
Lozano.
Lozano. Close, yeah. Okay, close. And Lauren is here because this is exceptional. I don't think it's ever been done here. I'm not sure whether you've made this presentation anywhere else, but a weekend of birth stories. It's the whole weekend, what I've written, this is North Oregon Coast Birth Professionals. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, they will be featuring a full-length documentary of midwife Ina May Gaskin and colleagues from the farm clinic heyday to the present. And Sunday, they will be making art and sharing your birth story through art with a sacred birth sharing circle. So welcome. Now, sometimes when someone's first time on my show, I say, you're a radio virgin. But I'm not even going to use the word virgin around you, because looking at the shape of your body, I don't think it's appropriate. So
no,
congratulations
to
you.
Thank you very much.
You're the right person for talking about birth stories. So what is this? Give me an idea of how this came about and what it's all about.
Sure. So the North Oregon Birth Professionals came together in the fall of last year, and we had this vision where we're a whole group of various providers within the community who span the coast from Astoria down to Tillamook. And we include a couple of midwives, multiple doulas who provide labor and postpartum support, as well as placenta encapsulators and childbirth educators. So we came together with this idea in mind that we wanted to provide additional information and resources to women and families in our community and empower them in their birthing process and their transition and their transformation into motherhood or parenting in general. And so our first idea was to host a community event that was focused on just really getting information out there. And we thought that this film, Birth Story, would be a great way of introducing that to folks.
Okay. And what is the farm clinic?
So the farm clinic was first founded really in the 1970s by Ina May Gaskin and a whole group of women who decided that they were fed up with a hospital birth process and men not being able to participate in the birth process with their partners or their wives. And they wanted to create a community that was focused on self-sustainability as well as providing women with options mm-hmm. about their birth. Mm-hmm. And so Ina May was essentially a self-taught midwife. She learned from obstetricians and various other midwives, lay midwives in the community. And she led this caravan from San Francisco to Tennessee, where they developed their commune.
Oh, the farm. Yes,
the farm.
Of course. That farm.
Yeah,
okay.
That farm.
Okay, I know that farm. Sure.
So she, since then, has been delivering babies both on the farm in a home environment and has also accompanied women into hospital situations if those are called for.
So for whom would this be? Now, is this only for women this weekend, or is this for women and their partners, or what?
Sure. So we have two very different events. So tomorrow night, Saturday, we are opening our doors at Kala at 6 p.m., and there's a meet and greet. So we'll have the birth professionals there, and both men, women, families, children are invited to come and learn about what we do and what we can provide for the community. And then the film will start at 7 o'clock. There is a $10 suggested donation to attend, but it's not required. So please come. Anybody is welcome. And we hope to have a good turnout. Mm-hmm. Sunday at noon, we're offering the sharing circle. And so the idea behind this circle is that it's for women only. And you don't have to be a mother to participate. Essentially, if you're interested in birth, you're curious about it, if you're a woman who had children a long, long time ago and are would like to share your experience from then, and maybe you've seen other women in your lives, whether they're children or grandchildren, go through the birth process and maybe how that's changed.
And of course, we've all been through the birth process if we're alive.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, women of all ages, all walks of life are more than welcome to attend on on Sunday.
And is that also a kala?
It's a kala as
Gala.
Well.
Yeah. Okay, and I understand there'll be some art sharing as well. And
exactly.
Sounds, is there a phone number or some way people can, if they want to ask any questions?
Sure, I can actually give out my number. I'm a doula here in town. I also provide perinatal counseling services to mothers and families. And my number is 503-468-8646. You can also RSVP if you'd like in advance to the sharing circle at Lotus, L-O-T-U-S, birth, B-I-R-T-H, S-V-S at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. So if anybody needs that, they can check with us later. Again, the phone number is 503-468-8646. Lauren, thanks so much for coming in and sharing
this with us.
Thanks for putting it on. And hey, best of luck to
you
and your little one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I've got one more guest. Actually, there's a couple of guests that are going to be coming in. Very special. First, I want to play you a bit of music from Those Darn Accordions, because believe it or not, they're going to be at the Astoria Event Center this Saturday night at 8 p.m. And together with, what is it, the Mad Maggies, some other wild and wacky group. Yeah, the Mad Maggies, accordion, tuba, and ukulele. I've never seen that combination. That should be a blast. Okay, and it is a benefit for Food for Kids in Clatsop County. Have a listen. Stay tuned. The numbers, 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. The phones are not happening. And I do want to give a big thank you to Peninsula Arts Center, the very place where Terry Robb is going to be playing and where there's a open mic tonight. Thank you. But I need more of you to call because we haven't reached our goal yet. We did make our challenge grant. Please call in right now. And again, there are tickets and food, but the bottom line is the phone needs to ring. Those lights need to light up right now. Please, folks. Thanks. Here's those Darn Accordions.
Thank you.
think that's enough accordions, although, you know, this sounds kind of Russian. Hold on.
Who will you give your heart to?
Oh, well, I guess it's not Russian enough. I got a couple of Russians in here. Well, they actually, they're not Russians anymore, but they're Russian around because tonight they are going to be performing. I actually have, you all know, Sergei Antonov on the cello. The cello is not here, but Sergei is here. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to see you back in town. Yeah. And Ilya Kazantsev.
That's perfect.
Is that good? Oh, man. I was sweating that one. And so I asked Ilya if his English was as good as Sergei's, and he said,
it's actually even better.
So there. There we go. And you play piano.
Well, I try. At least.
You try. Yeah. Okay. So you'll be playing the Steinway at the Liberty.
I hope
so, yes.
I
think that's what it is.
Yeah,
I think so. Oh, so, Sergei, how did this happen that you're back in town?
Well, that's thanks to Keith Clark, obviously, as usual. We were just up in California, and he called me up and said, let's just try to bring you in.
Great.
To Astoria. And I said, Astoria, sure, no question about
it. Yeah, because we know you like Astoria, and Astoria likes
do.
You. And we did manage to find your album.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm just wondering whether, which of these, I'll put this on in the back while we're chatting. So there are actually, I don't know how this is possible, but there are people who don't know you. And definitely don't know you, Ilya, because is this your first time in Astoria?
It is, yeah.
Where do you live?
I live in the Bronx.
All right. I'm from Brooklyn.
There you go.
So close enough.
From lower Manhattan, and I'm from upper Manhattan.
Yeah, I won't ask you what part of the Bronx you're in, you know? I mean, we don't want to get into that. But how long have you been in the States?
It's going to be 12 years this June. So, yeah.
And are you playing music?
I'm playing music. Sometimes I'm playing chess as well. We just played chess, actually, across of Liberty Theater a couple of days ago.
For fun?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Hey, you know, maybe you're competing in some international chess. You
no,
never know.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, but that could come. Are you able to... Well, you're not very old either, so did you come to the States... already an accomplished musician?
Well, kind of. I finished the Central Music School by Moscow Conservatory.
You did.
And I was already, yeah, won a couple of competitions before that, was playing. Yeah, and I came to study in New York. I went to Mannes College of Music and then Manhattan School of Music.
Right.
Yeah, did 8 years of those.
Did you come with family or did you come...
Well, first I came just by myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was joined by my father... Then by my brother and mother, and then, yeah.
Oh, so you were the first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm laughing because, well, we're all laughing because we've just been joined in the studio by Keith Clark, who is the gentleman responsible for bringing us the... I said gentlemen, is that okay?
That's perfectly fine,
okay,
and most
go.
People do laugh when I step out onto the stage. I'm totally used to it.
Well, they would now if I called you that, because he came walking into the studio, and I want to thank Keith for his membership. He just gave us a pledge, so we're very appreciative of that, and he's wearing one of our brand new, whatever you want to call it, Coast Community Radio hats. Any ideas what this reminds you of, this shape of a hat?
It's a great baseball hat, and if there's anyone out there in Radio Land that hasn't subscribed yet, call right now. You have to do it.
Oh, there you go. And when Keith
and
says
get a hat.
And when Keith says you have to do it, you better do it. It's 503-325-0010. Oh, the phone's just rang, or 1-800-518-0010, and he's right. We do still need and want your calls. And by the way, we have one last couple of tickets for tonight's concert with Sergei and Ilya, and that is for a $75 pledge. You can get at least or more. You can give us $1,000 as well. We don't mind. And you can get yourself the last pair of tickets that we have for tonight. I'll be there. So what are we going to be hearing tonight? Is this a concert that you were playing in California together?
Yeah, it was. But what we're going to play is in the first half of the concert. It's this year is 150th anniversary of Strauss. Richard Strauss. And we're going to be playing the his cello sonata, which is actually on a special story release of the CD, if anybody has it, so they will get a chance to hear it live.
So it's not on Elegy.
Not on this one.
Okay.
And then in the second half...
It will be available for sale in the lobby.
Yes.
Thank you. And in the second half, we're going to play the Mendelssohn's second sonata and Song Without Words as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it is guaranteed to be magnificent, even though I haven't heard... Ilya, I'm sure I can guarantee that. And are you sticking around Astoria for a while? Is that the idea, or are you heading?
We did. We're here.
You've been partying
since
here.
Sunday.
Okay.
But we have to drive up to Seattle this night.
Okay. Okay. So this is kind of like your West Coast home base, isn't it?
It certainly looks like it.
You feel pretty comfortable here.
I do.
Yeah, and that's great. So what's happening this summer? Are you coming back for the Astoria Music Festival? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Keith, are you going to bring
absolutely.
Him?
Absolutely. Okay. I'd be fired if Sergei did not come back. Sergei will be with us as a soloist. He'll be playing the Dvorak Cello Concerto, the world's favorite cello concerto. He'll be playing chamber music with our very fine musicians. He'll be coaching at our amateur music camp, adult music camp.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's going to be happening this year.
He'll be here for almost 3 weeks.
Yeah. Do you remember offhand the phone number at the Astoria Music Festival office?
I will in just a moment.
Oh.
But for the time being, at the moment, tickets are for sale. What is... on sale right now are season or ticket packages for each weekend.
Right.
And each weekend has spectacular music on it. The great Angela Mead will be singing Traviata.
Lovely.
Sergei. But right now the tickets are available only from the Liberty box office.
Okay, and that's 325-5922 extension 55.
And on April 15th, I believe it is, single tickets will go on sale. And that will be at the Astoria Music Festival office, 503-325-9896, or from the Liberty Theater, or from Tickets West.
Right.
If you see Sergei walking down the street with his cello, he will sell you
there
a ticket as well.
And you know, it's really, really sweet because folks who know me know I don't have a cell phone, but here we are in this little studio and Keith is talking and Sergei whips out his whatever that thing is, an iPhone or something, and pulls up the phone number. So we've got it covered, folks. The bottom line is good music is happening, and it's happening right here in Astoria at the Liberty Theater tonight. And the concert is at
7:30,
and the seats are reserved. So the idea would be to get yourself...
Well, there are several ticket options. There are reserved seats at $35, which includes a reception with Sergei and Ilya afterwards. Those are patron tickets.
Okay.
There are then general admission tickets. I believe they are $20 for adults, $5 for students.
Ooh, wow.
And just before the show, we will have a rush... ticket sales where you can get half off. Buy one ticket, get another.
Oh, I've gone to the Metropolitan Opera that way in New York City, stand there, and then everybody just rushes up the stairs and we got to stand behind. Old memories.
Well, here you won't have to stand. You can get a seat, but, two high school kids
fantastic.
Could have a great date, buy a ticket for $5, get another one free. It's $2.50 each.
Oh, my God.
Can't get a latte for that.
Cheap date. What a great idea for good good music. And the thing about the concert tonight is this is co-sponsored by Coast Community Radio and the Astoria Music Festival, which is why we're able to give you all the prices as well and encourage you to come. And I don't know if those tickets have been picked up, but give us a call here, 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. Give us your pledge and take away two of the high price tickets for tonight's show. Ilya, what happens to you in this? While Sergey is here playing music, what do you do back in the Bronx?
Yes, just sitting, waiting for Sergey back in the Bronx.
Yeah, I can just imagine. That sounds, somehow or other, it doesn't feel quite like what's going to be in your life. Are you able to, have you played with any of the larger groups in the New York area?
Well, I played everywhere. Yeah, New York. I work a lot, teach a lot, and constantly.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're busy.
Yep.
You're a busy guy. And Sergey, how's your little guy?
He's good.
Is he
almost four.
He's almost four. Is he playing music?
Not really. He's more interested in construction vehicles, fire trucks, airplanes. But we'll get there.
A normal kid, right? That sounds great. Well, I do have some of your music on in the background. This is actually from the album Elegy by cello by Sergey Antonov, my guest, and piano by Ilya Kazantsev, my other guest. And Keith Clark is, I don't think you're on this album, are you?
I am the silent partner.
How did that happen? Okay. Well, we are thrilled and delighted that you're here. Thank you so much for coming in. You are a radio virgin. I couldn't say that to the last woman because... But you are, so welcome to KMUN. I hope you'll come back and visit us again.
Thank you for having us.
Okay.
And this is such an opportunity for me as an audience member, and I hope for everyone else. These are two of the finest young musicians in the world. I don't know if we really perceive that because they're just regular guys sitting here in their jeans before they go change clothes for their concert. And
they're nice guys,
they
too.
Are,
that's part of it.
Underneath that nice guy patina are two of the finest artists on the planet. And this is quite an opportunity right here in Astoria to hear them up close.
In Astoria at very reasonable, accessible prices. And again, we'll be having wonderful music at the Astoria Music Festival. But be here now. Do it now. Call your radio station now. Get to the concert tonight, and we'll see you there. Thank you so much for coming in, Ilya, Sergey, and Keith. Story.